Ladies and gentlemen, Reno's own boss's daughter.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Welcome to the coldest night of this year so far, at least in the winter. I don't know. That was wrong. At any rate, it's the podcast and it's cold and I hate it, but my birthday's next week, so everything's cool. Nick's with me, Chewy's with me, Kim's with me, Rick's with me. We've even got a kid from Nico's class with us. But even better yet, our homies are back in town for the holidays. Welcome back, boss's daughter.
Hey. On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
How is everybody?
Mm-hmm. I'm great.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
How are you guys?
Yeah.
I'm in the other room.
I'm still unemployed.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's recently unemployed.
You're unemployed?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't
Let's
here
talk
last
about that.
Week.
Wait, you mean
the
you
fuck?
Don't get paid for this?
We
this
weren't
doesn't
here
count
last
as a
week.
Job?
So, HQ closed last week.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah. For good.
There's a lot of things went to it. But in the end, long story short, there was a lot of heart, but not enough money.
Yeah.
I'd say in your short time, Mr. Dowd, you did really good over there.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And can I say, Rory?
Sure, it wasn't your fault.
I enjoyed going to that club without any hesitation because Rory or because Ed and Heidi both talked to me about you that they were very pleased
I love quite dearly. Like,
yeah,
it was
great time
working with them.
Awesome
they
people.
Said that you guys made them a lot of money and that it was really great and that they really loved the live music. But they
so
should have started.
Anybody
really
looking for a
God
slightly used booking agent, please contact within.
How many fucking bars have been in that spot now? Since it started being cool again.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, it's
Singer Social Club.
It's such a good spot. It's such a good room and building. Like,
it sounded, everything sounds great over there.
But it is. It's
tough location.
It's a cool room, but the location is rough. Mm. As far as the walk-by demographic and people who sleep in their broken-down cars in your parking lot.
It was rough.
It is a nice parking lot.
As someone who has partied there many times till 5 or 6 a.m., it is a very rough crowd. After about two. Yeah.
But a great it's room and a great sound system and a lot of love and a lot of heart. And,
oh, yeah.
And it was good to be a part of it while it lasted.
I love that spot, man.
But that's on to cool. Bigger and better things. But yeah, seriously, if you're looking to book a club, I'm looking for a job. but outside of that, I've had a great couple of weeks, you know, not going to work. We had a great last Sunday services. We had the Ableton crowd in and we all got really drunk and drank all the booze.
That was different.
Yeah, the scar on my face from that night.
That was a good night.
And then I've gotten to spend a lot of time at home with the girls and the baby boy and getting, you know, the house trimmed and the Christmas lights put up and
very nice.
Planning my birthday at Merry Anarchy next week I turn 45.
Birthday. We'll talk about that.
But yeah, so I've had a nice week. What about you, Nick?
We opened the show over at GLM, Golden Girls.
Sold out weekend.
Yep.
The whole weekend was sold out. Very good. I was there Friday.
I don't know about Sunday, but
the matinee was almost sold out.
Yeah, it was
I
close.
I wouldn't say it was like...
It's practically
75%.
Sold out.
It was a full-ass room. It was a full room.
Theater. So
the old people go to the matinee.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did they love the Golden Girls?
They loved it.
I worked box office and I was yelled at some people who didn't have their wine yet.
So it was super fun. And Kim came on. Did you come on Friday?
I did. I came on Friday opening night.
That crowd
was
great.
I'm sorry, Stanley stole the show. You were my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
So
you're not
favorite.
Just saying that because we're
I'm
on the podcast.
I'm not just saying that because we're friends and we're on the podcast. But no, Stanley was the best part of the fucking show. And
thank you.
Well, and between you and Chris
I don't
Daniels,
spoil
though,
it for
like,
people, but.
Oh, yeah. My fucking God.
I look forward to reading the reviews of it in local magazines.
There will be them.
So yeah, there were some great pictures
Eric
that came
Marks
out.
Eric Marks did some great pictures, which was fucking pretty rad, actually. Eric Marks is a great photographer.
I know a new writer over at This Is Reno was out checking out the show at the matinee, too.
Very nice.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, going to be some good pub coming up soon. And really, anybody out there who is thinking about getting tickets, do it now because literally 60% of the show is already sold out, according to last weekend's tabulation.
And we run till the 22nd of December. Yeah. So.
Dude, I learned my lesson with Good Luck Macbeth years ago. Like, you don't fucking sit on those tickets. You don't wait on those tickets.
Yep.
Like,
we've been having a sellout
season. Yeah, you had a sold-out season. It was fucking great.
And it's kind of like Burning Man, too, though. If you really want to go...
You can find a ticket. You can find a way.
You can show up super early and wait a while.
If I really want to go and I don't have a ticket, I show up and volunteer. So that's the thing, listeners. Dear listeners, you can...
Always looking for good folks to volunteer, working the door and being an usher, helping people to their seats.
It's super easy. Helping out backstage. Fun, and you get free booze. And they give you a free ticket to do stuff.
So did a lot of that. I also went to Picnic on after Saturday's show.
Oh shit, you were there too?
And yeah,
did I see you there?
I got to watch the Grim Tones and Cowboy Indian, and then the Weapons of Mass Creation did a special guest appearance.
I was there too.
Oh man, fuck!
And I was only there till like 10:30.
Trippy
though.
And psychedelic. And
Michelle said that they played the
weird
snake.
People there.
They'd never played the slow song, "The Snake," live with the electric ukulele and all that. Mm. And that it was dreamy and cool, and you know, they just released that song on.
Oh, yeah.
So you were there all night.
They were
Nick.
Really good, and there was a shit ton of people. No, I didn't.
There was a shit ton of people.
I didn't stay for the full weapon set because.
So you left early too.
I called my wife to come over, and she did not want to come over because she was already tired, and I said, okay, I'll come home.
I left. I was in bed by 11 on Saturday, but I was there too. And it was really cool because they were going to do. Fucking Cowboy Indian was going to do an acoustic set, and then Grim Tones was doing an acoustic set, and then they were both going to do an electric set.
Yeah,
and then
it was
Webb's
really cool
Mass
way
Creation,
to do a show.
Like, did like a weird like thing in the middle. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was full
for like an hour and a half. I could be there.
Was fucking packed over there.
It was nuts.
Crazy.
Yep. It was nice.
Like they must be making some good money at that bar, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, bunch of black people down there, Rick. There was a bunch of black people there. It was beautiful. It was great. I loved it.
Awesome.
Were there any earwigs?
Was there
earwigs? There were some earwigs in there, too.
A lot of earwigs down in that neighborhood. Yeah, for sure. I heard there's a lot of earwigs
it's
down
close
there.
To the park, so, you know.
Closer you are to the river, the more likely you are to have earwigs.
Yeah.
And I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Yes. Well,
it's
now,
been covered in a previous podcast.
Yeah. What'd you do, Kim?
Friday night I ended up partying at headquarters. So last Sunday was their official last night, and Heidi invited me over. They were doing movies.
What'd you watch?
We watched Boys and Girls Guide to Getting Down. And we watched Letterkenny and like some like other sitcoms, but it wasn't a great movie. You guys have seen it, right?
Nope.
What?
Never even heard of it.
All right. Well, required watching. Anyway,
I'm gonna go to Costco probably and get
it. And then we ended up getting drunk on the roof, which was probably a bad idea considering. Have you ever been on the roof of headquarters? It's really, really janky.
Yeah. That's an older building.
I never made it up to that roof.
Ladders,
but I've been on the roof of many buildings in that downtown area. Yeah,
so we got really drunk and had to go up a couple of real sketchy ladders.
Yeah.
And we got drunk on the roof, took a bunch of silly photos, and cried.
Did you stay till 5 that night?
I did stay till 5 that night.
You get fucked up on the roof. The hard part is getting back down.
Why did you ask till 5? Because it's exactly when I left. And then everybody left at 5 and went to Chase.
You mentioned that earlier.
Oh, I did. Oh. And then Saturday, I went to the same show you did. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did this weekend. What about you, Rick?
I was sick as shit for the entire week.
Well, fuck that.
Okay,
sick
you're
as shit. I'm sorry.
I was
going
to say.
Oh, but
no,
I binge watched Deadwood.
Dude, yeah. I'm in your bedroom, Rick, right now, and I was looking at your, like, fucking Mucinex on your nightstand.
Yeah. And hopefully a can of Lysol.
I was like, what are those pills?
The entire house is covered in my germs, so I'm sorry.
Well, what did you have exactly?
It was a, like, unbelievable, like, knife in your throat, sore throat, and then followed by, like, nasal congestion, mild fever, and chest congestion.
I already had that.
Oh, good. I can't wait to go home to my infant son.
Yes. Enjoy. Enjoy. It keeps
Uncle
you
Rick
strong.
Says hello.
If you, like, hotbox your car with Lysol on the way home.
I just huff it right out of the bag.
Big believer in Lysol.
The doctor,
I've got a paper bag. It's fine.
My doctor said that it wasn't likely strep throat. But I still took antibiotics anyway.
Did they do a culture to check your throat for it?
He just looked at it and said,
kind of
nah.
Bootsy doctor you
know.
Got. Yeah.
I know. How hard is it to like swab it on a little thing? Yeah. And
I went to
an
urgent care, and the first thing she did
you
was
don't have a gag reflex.
I love.
Yeah. Oh.
I want my doctor to
go to the doctor just to get the throat culture.
I'm like, come on, Rick. Let's get to the gay stuff Come on.
Feel that. Keeping my gag reflex down.
Yikes.
Oh, we have a band here, you guys.
There's no way.
We have a band?
We have a band?
We have to hear what Chewy did this weekend, dude.
Oh, Chewy.
Oh, shit. Chewy. Sorry, Chewy.
I know. He's never
here. I know you're never here. I'm not in the room, so I forgot about you.
You know. Wow. I really didn't do much. I played in a pinball tournament down at Jub Jub's on Sunday.
Did you go to a sporting event this weekend?
No, this weekend I did not. But last weekend I was in Las Vegas and I went to a couple. I saw the Knights and the Flames, and then the Wolfpack was down there playing basketball
at
a tournament also.
Wolfpack's kicking ass.
Yeah, the Wolfpack's doing well. I've been watching a lot of their basketball games on TV. A hot ticket. You guys should go check them out if you can. They're number 5 in the whole country.
For what, basketball?
Yep.
They're really hot, they're awesome.
I
don't know anything about sports tonight.
Kick USC's ass. Couple days ago, so yeah.
The only thing I know about sports, you guys, is when we leave the studio on Monday nights, sometimes it's impossible to get out of here without like running into a bunch of like fucking asshole drivers.
Oh yeah, whenever
there's that parking lot down here. That's not very much to know about sports, Kim.
All
I know is when a sports game is happening, that parking lot's full and there's a bunch of fucking traffic, and I'm like,
and sometimes there's cops down at the bottom, like directing the traffic.
And then I'm really nervous.
Oh, I remember that,
Degenerate gamblers sniffing glue in the parking lot.
Coming down, and I'm like, there's a whole bunch of cops right there. I'm like, I guess I'm not going that way. I'll take a ride over here.
Checkpoint.
Fuck that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it.
All right.
It's been good. I played in a pinball tournament, like I said, on Sunday.
How'd you do?
I didn't even play, so I didn't do very well. Wasn't.
I thought you said you
was
played.
Was it one of my cunts?
Mine wasn't into
it. Yeah, he's doing the first Sunday every month at Jub Jub's. The pinball tournament, so stop by in the afternoon, too, so it's early enough to where you can get out of there.
You want to get your silver pinball on, show up to Jub Jub's on Sunday.
It's a beautiful game.
They play the soundtrack to Tommy.
No.
I've
given a lot of hand jobs, but they were all for myself.
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead and put that
Jub
Jub's in context.
Yeah, at Jub Jub's.
Never. Hey, Rick, I was noticing earlier.
You
I was
a beat there, Shumi. I love that.
You got the Audrey Hepburn poster in your bathroom downstairs so you can look at it while you're taking a shit, but could you fix the eyes so she's making direct eye contact with me when I'm shitting? Because the fantasy's gone beyond what it used to.
She's looking at you just being like, I know it's coming out
when
of
I was
you right
kid, I always
now.
Wanted Audrey Hepburn to make eye contact with me while I was taking a shit.
And in her sweet like Audrey Hepburn voice, She's like, call me daddy while it comes out.
Don't be rude.
So totally
that poor lady.
Do you know anything about
Look at
her?
Me.
She's
Look beautiful. At me. Look at me
She's
while
an
it happens.
Woman.
Yeah, she is an amazing woman. And just because I want her to make eye contact with me while I'm taking the
That's
shit,
a rag. That's a pretty classy fantasy.
Want her to be involved.
Audrey Hepburn.
What, she's got the cigarette holder. And
so
the
don't break eye contact. Not till it's done.
But she's got a cat on her shoulder and shit. It's fucking beautiful.
It's like when your dog looks at you right when your dog will make eye contact while it's pooping, and it's like the dog is looking at you going, you know what I'm doing right now? Do you know what I'm doing right now?
No, there's psychology behind that.
Yes.
They're looking at you for protection.
Pack mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing with Audrey Hepburn.
I need to know Audrey Hepburn's watching me while this happens.
You got my back.
Audrey's got you, yo.
So wait, the dogs, they look at us for protection, so I'm pretty sure every time I watch my dog shit now, I'm going to like keep like looking over like, oh my God, what's that?
It's like completely like, freak them out. Like
yeah,
something's about
every
to
single time now, because those assholes deserve it so hard. Yep.
So that's what I did this weekend.
For that time they chewed up your
Now that I
thing.
Know that, they will never shit comfortably ever again.
Hey, before we get to the band, intern, please bring some beers to the room. Anybody
what kind?
Raise your hand?
No,
what you need?
We have a message to send to.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jamie, are you there?
I need
a message?
I just need
water. Okay. To send it to the
We'll give it to the intern to send down.
Oh.
I have a cup.
I hope everybody continues to talk at once because I enjoy that.
It's okay.
We
you can
probably,
we're excited for the intern.
We are. We don't get
this
very often.
This is a one-day intern. Okay,
let's introduce him then.
He's not on the headphones right now.
We'll call him
one day.
He's one day. That's it. That's his name.
One
day.
One day. One day.
One day. Come.
One day.
Listen, one day.
Yeah. Oh, one day.
He could be Hispanic, and then it would be Juan Day.
That's his name now, Juan Day. All right, well, we have a band here. Should we introduce them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to still need that interaction in here, and they need he needs to deliver a note from this room to the drummer.
I think he just went down to get beers.
Okay, well, when he gets...
All right, so the
drummer's right here.
He's
already
failed in his first task.
It's a lot easier.
Partial credit. So welcome, boss's daughter. Welcome back to Reno.
Yes.
Why, thank you.
Hi.
Oh, I need these.
Where are we?
But also you have to give a note to the drummer.
I'm dying to see this love note.
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. We need to write something else.
We'll do some more notes later.
Okay, we'll do more notes.
Gold star.
You're gonna be disappointed with this on Jamie. It'll get better now.
I didn't get a beer. Oh well, the suspense is not.
We need those beers back.
Those beers were supposed to
bring
stay
them all
here.
In here.
Beers back. All right, but anyway, welcome home, boss's daughter. On your long, how is America?
Oh, and this is the note?
It's still there.
It is still there. Is it on fire?
Thanks,
it seems like it's on fire.
Yeah, man.
Only California
parts
is on
parts
fire.
Parts of it are on fire? Not California, anymore. But like, yeah. Well, hi. Let's introduce your voices to the audience real quick, starting with the largest beard. Oh, he rolled his fucking eyes so hard at that.
Dude, he has so much more than that beard, but it's hard to focus on anything else. But he has so much more than that beard.
Hi, my name's John Underwood.
John.
He plays
John
the banjo and the brass.
Instrumental badass.
And the box.
Everything.
Yes, that's how I describe.
I play a lot of instruments.
Fans of the podcast will remember him from the time that he came on and played everything.
At one time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I still tour around and do that.
If you need him to come to your place and play everything.
Were you on tour with the boss's daughter when they just went on that last tour?
We just did routes that sort of met up for weeks at a time.
Cool.
Because you know all the same people.
Yeah, more or less.
Very good. Raise your hand if you need beer.
More beers? The intern's back with beers. Okay. And then the man on the lovely bass
Thank
guitar
you.
There, the baldest member of the band.
You can just
leave
those in here.
Thank
you.
Rory.
Harsh.
Thank you, one day.
Most distinguished.
That's what my
mother says.
He's the cutest band member.
Everybody tells me that all the time.
And your name is? with the fiery fingers on
Danny.
The bass?
I'm
Hi, Danny.
Paul.
Welcome back.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
And then the terroristest looking of the bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that. Reno's own Chris Fox.
We'll have to talk
I
about
thought you were talking
about
Jamie.
On the show.
God is good.
Hi. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good.
And this is Boss's daughter, right? Not one of your other bands?
This is Boss's daughter.
Okay, just making Correct. Sure. And then downstairs where we don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I love Jamie.
The invisiblest member of the band?
The best member
the
of the
best
band.
Member of the
the
band.
Nicest, the only real
God
human
is
being.
Real.
Introduce yeah. yourself, son.
My name's Jamie, but give me a couple more beers and I'll be Big Jim.
Oh, are we going to meet Big Jim tonight?
And give him a couple more beers after that and he'll be anybody you want.
I want to see Big Jim tonight.
I want to see DP.
Oh, man.
So you all have drunk alter egos?
These guys are close.
Wait, more or less. What do you call me?
We don't talk about what we call you.
Going on tour makes you...
Mustache ride?
Tight with each other, you know?
Yeah.
Sexually.
You have to be when you live in a van together
it's
for
not
38
gay when you're in a van.
Days at a time.
That's right.
Yeah.
So where? How?
That's survival.
Where did this tour take you? What was your route?
Ultimately, we were trying to. Well, we went and played a festival in Florida, Gainesville.
Fest 17.
Dang.
And it's a wonderful punk rock fest. It's probably the best punk rock festival.
Dude, that shit was magical.
What's it called?
Man,
it's
that
called
was a magical
the fest.
Fact we can, the fest.
The fest.
It's the 17th one. That was a fucking. It was a wonderland there. It was amazing.
It's a
is
lot
it
of fun.
Is it like a South by Southwest style or is it?
Yeah,
one
there's
place
like a,
or...
there's a lot of venues and there's like a big outdoor stage
it's a
too.
Gigantic college town. There's a lot of. People
yeah,
the music
and it's
and stuff down there.
The same weekend as the Florida Georgia game, so
okay,
all the people go to Jacksonville.
Oh wow!
And the punk rockers invade.
Nice,
And they have the town to themselves.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. It's, and so like every venue becomes a punk rock venue. Yeah. It's what there's like
three
14
days,
venues,
14
or
venues,
3 days, and
bands.
Like no fights or anything.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it was crazy. Like everybody
you get
like
Gainesville
genuinely getting along.
Empty
it's
of
happening.
Gator fans.
Yeah,
yeah, good to go. Yeah.
I stepped out for a second. Are we talking about the fest?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's
a lot of fun.
Way to break the momentum.
This was our second year playing as Boss's daughter.
Second year.
It's our fourth year going and like hanging out and meeting everybody and playing pre-fest shows. And yeah, it's been good. And then we've played three times as the Randy Savages.
You were Randy Savages this year or Boss's daughter this year?
This year also.
And then you got
I played every day of Fest this year.
Let's just
as a different band every day.
Let's go through Chris's band real quick. So you need to, you got the Vampirates, Randy Savages, Boss's Daughter.
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
12-gauge facelift.
Yeah.
I play solo shows. Six this Mile Station.
Rules. 6 Mile.
Danny and I play in a band called This Band Fucking Rules.
Yeah. voted best.
Best band.
Yeah.
John Underwood and his horny friends.
That's right, John Underwood and his horny friends.
And as far as voted best podcast goes, dude.
You
guys seem to have taken it.
But our podcast isn't local.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the difference. Yeah, that's true. You're international.
Yeah.
That's true. You got that. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and I guess I should say only local podcast.
I stand corrected.
But thanks for the plug on that, though.
You got it.
Enough about Chris. Where else did we go on tour? We went up to Brooklyn.
You. Jamie, talk about some shit.
Yeah, we went to Brooklyn. We played with Dead Bars in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love
State
that.
College. That was badass.
They're from Seattle, by the way.
Dead Bars
is from Seattle?
Yes.
Oh, they're
but we played with them in Pennsylvania.
Label, right? State College, Pennsylvania. Huh?
Great band. Awesome band.
Mm-hmm. We stopped in Newport, Kentucky.
Mm. Oh, yeah. There was another fest.
Played an Iron Fest. That was fantastic.
That was our fourth year playing that festival.
What was Kentucky like?
It's rad. It's actually right across from Cincinnati. There's a river. It's basically like Reno Sparks with a river. But Cincinnati and Newport, Kentucky.
Danny slept in Kentucky, and we slept in Ohio.
That's true.
We won't get too into that.
So that
got
panned
a lot
out.
Of bingo points for that one.
Did you get lucky in Kentucky?
Punk rock king of the road. The venue we played there is amazing, though. It's a big church.
And
they've moved. They put three stages. One is like giant, and then there's two smaller rooms. But that venue is amazing. It's called Southgate House Revival. And then tons of friends. That festival rips, too.
Cool. You just lived a charmed motherfucking young musician's life.
I would say it's probably not as charmed as you think it is, Rory.
The people that
the smell sounds amazing.
And then we went to Baton Rouge and our friend made us some étouffée. That was pretty good.
Oh, man, that was so
real étouffée from the south.
Wait, how do you pronounce it?
Étouffée.
How is it étouffée?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It's
basically like gravy on rice.
Burrito.
Oh, okay.
Gravy on rice? That sounds amazing.
But it's got like, it was crawfish.
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I got friends from Baton Rouge, and they're not impressed by any food at all.
I bet not. Yeah, because it's so good there. Mm-hmm.
It's the very best in the world.
It is one of the food capitals of the United States.
Then we went to Texas.
And Savannah. Texas was a thing.
We went to Houston and Dallas and Austin and Lubbock.
Austin was really fun.
Lubbock.
Did you call yourself Big Jim when you were in Texas?
I sure did.
Fucking A.
Were you DP?
They love that shit in Lubbock.
DP left us at that point, sadly.
Oh. Yeah, I had to fly back home and then.
When that was Dave showed up.
But who's DP, though?
That was really fun having Dave on tour.
Danny Paul.
That would be Danny
Paul. Oh, Danny Paul. Sorry. I was like, who's DP? Never mind.
Yeah. Her mind goes straight to, you know,
Dave did a
deep penetration.
Did go there.
There's been a lot of good variations on the DP nickname, trust me.
It's really Danny Paul.
So Dan deep, went home,
that's
Dave
a good name for a band,
out.
DP Variations.
That'll be
that
my solo
fridge,
project.
I'm going to start a solo
project and call it that now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Did Dave finish out the tour with you, or did you go back?
He did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was there for 9 shows, I want to say. I bet he'll tell you how many shows you did.
I bet he could, yeah.
He feels it in his knees.
We should call him.
But yeah, Austin was one of the best shows of the tour. That was great.
Hans Gruber and the Diehards, a fantastic band from Austin.
Right. Where'd you guys play down there?
At a coffee shop, actually.
Kick Butt.
Nice.
But it
it's
was,
about 2,000
cool.
music venues in Austin.
Everything
they've got beers,
in Austin is a
and
venue,
actually
though.
The sound was probably the best sound on the tour.
Nice.
Should be.
It was really, really
live
cool.
Live music capital of the world, they got to hold up that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good show.
I mean, I've been to Austin. Is it the capital?
That's what
of
they
the
call
world,
themselves.
Then? Oh, okay.
It's they just definitely one of the music capitals.
I mean, there's a shit ton
US,
of live music
yeah.
down there every
there
place
is,
you go. Even 7-Eleven, there's.
I swear to fuck, that's why I said it. It's like every place in Austin is a venue. It's ridiculous. Yep. But anyway, yeah.
We had a third bass player on this tour, too.
You had a third bass player?
His name was Joey Souza, and he does all our artwork for us.
Right. I love that cartoon.
He plays in a great band called Steak Sauce Mustache from Oregon.
Ooh,
man. I've seen that.
Everybody needs to check out Joey
Souza.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steak Sauce Mustache, everyone. Yeah. I will link them in the blog.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I will.
Another thing I want to talk about is the at the top of the show you played a
Seven Seconds cover.
Yeah, right?
Nick with the good memory.
Yeah, yeah. Today, Mikey received
it was like
her
15 minutes ago and shit, and you did it.
Me and Mikey received our 7 Seconds tribute album.
Oh, you got
double
the physical
album. Yeah. We received that today.
I got mine in the room.
I got mine dropped off last week
with Rick right now.
Yeah, Kim brought hers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, I just got shipped.
You guys want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. 7 Seconds was a great band.
That was your idea, right?
It
on
was.
Facebook?
Yeah, I just did a.
Yeah, that was an off post.
Great
one day, right?
Fucking
I just
idea.
Did a weird Facebook post like I do from time to time and was just like, let's get a shitload of Reno bands and do a tribute to 7 Seconds.
Everybody took it super seriously, too, and
it was
great.
Crazy.
It turned out
it, like,
wonderful.
Spiraled out
it
of
had hair.
Really fast.
Yeah, I tagged Clint because he likes work and gets things done. And and he has a record label that is celebrating 13 years. Humanitarian Records.
That was last weekend, right? Wasn't that last weekend?
Yep. We just did the release show for that, and it was super fun.
It's all been a benefit for the Holland Project.
Yep. Raising money for Holland Project.
The Holland Project was kind of hurting a little bit, and
Well, no, I don't think so. But
Holland Project's
we just,
doing fine.
They always need donations.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need some money?
I want a benefit. Let's do a benefit show for Danny Paul then.
Fuck yeah.
Right.
The Holland Project's doing fine. How's Danny doing?
Does anyone think about
how
that?
Is Danny doing?
How is Danny doing? Well, that's why we're here, Danny. Why don't you let us know?
This isn't a podcast.
How are you doing?
DP's all right.
Good.
It's a great product. I mean, 7 Seconds, legendary Reno band, like the
legendary.
Oldest. I mean, they're well known.
They
have a bunch of Reno bands playing.
Great,
really
arguably founders of
great versions
this whole
of all these
community
great songs.
Is it like 30 bands or something?
24, and then there's a secret band.
So is bands pulling songs out of a hat? Is that the idea?
Ooh.
No, we just all chose songs, and there really wasn't any overlap between songs that people wanted to do.
Well, there's so many good songs.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing.
Yep.
It went really smoothly. We did it 25 songs in 3 days. 10
That's
bands
awesome.
A day, roughly 8 bands a day or whatever it was.
That's insane. And then where and did you do it? You did it at Sound Saloon, right? With Colin?
Yeah, with Colin.
Colin,
who is
okay.
a total champ. And
we got to shout
and Billy,
him out.
Yeah. Billy also upstairs did all the vocals.
Nice.
And
Jeremy.
And Jeremy also helped out a bunch. We had like 8 bands a day and no one came unprepared. And everybody showed up. The first night it snowed like 8 inches in town and not a single band canceled.
Yeah.
I had to go pick Danny up.
Yeah.
Remember
that,
Danny?
I tried really hard to cancel.
I had to go get Danny. It was great.
That sounds pretty accurate.
No, man, it's snowing. I'm wearing my pajamas.
I didn't even learn the song.
I've never heard of 7 Seconds.
Didn't the band break up like either that day or right after that or something?
It was right
around
before
there.
We
Shortly
did
after.
It. I came up with the idea while they were still a band, and then, they broke
they
up.
They made the announcement at some point, I think, right after the recording.
Right before, I believe.
Before? Yeah. Okay.
So that's got to be quite a gift to Kevin, who gave you his blessing and everything.
He seems stoked on it, yeah.
Have you
He wrote some really nice
him?
Things.
What a cool thing to happen to you
I
after
personally
you break
have
your
not.
Band up.
Has he heard the album?
He has. He posted some things on the internet that
okay.
were very nice right. about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
super cool.
Awesome.
So go stalk Kevin Seconds.
Yeah, go see Kevin
on
Seconds.
The internet, not in real life.
I am
going to
go to
his
shows.
Him.
Yeah,
see his music.
See him in real life.
I love Kevin. We all,
but that's
we
not
all
stalking him.
Real
that's
real
going to see a show.
Well, I'd rather anyway.
Yeah.
He was up here not too long ago, and it was a great show.
Yeah,
it was
he's
the
awesome.
Recycled Records.
I like watching him and his wife perform together.
Oh,
that's
they're
really
so
awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
I haven't
seen
them together.
They're so great.
That was a good show.
God, the last time I saw them together was when Steve Soto was alive, actually, which is super, it's a bummer that he's dead now, but like he was at Holland Project. It was Kevin Allison and Steve Soto at Holland Project.
That sounds like
a
great show.
They all played together, and Josiah and I opened for them, and it was like it was a super rad show. It was 2 years ago. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But yeah, no, Allison's great.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, Kevin,
let's have a song.
If you're not listening, which I know you're not,
nobody listens to the shitty podcast. Except
we love you over here at the Worst Little Podcast. Come be on the show. Talk to Cadillac Kim right away. Because no one else should go talk to him about it. I think Kim's got to be the one.
Yeah,
I've been afraid.
Chewie might pull it off, but me and Rory have no chance.
I've been thinking about it for like a year, and I'm just like, nah, I'm not cool enough to talk to Kevin.
You guys,
Jamie, did you get your secret note?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Rory, you and Nick, you've probably got some good 7 second stories at some point here, huh? Because that's like, were you guys?
That was completely before my time.
That was before my time, really. Yeah, I was in Reno,
but
I was a
child. What are you trying to say about them?
I was, no, I didn't get
to
Reno
until. I'm implying that they're like way older
than
us.
They're punk rockers.
Right.
I didn't get here until 96.
You've probably seen 7 seconds.
I was the beginning of, nope, never. I got here the time the Atomics started. Before that, I was out in Missouri.
Speaking of legendary,
that sounds Missouri
a
little.
God, I love that.
I'll tell you a rad story when we're off the air about it.
I used to work at a telemarketing
I got a couple good 7 seconds.
With the drummer
stories.
For a while. Cool.
And I played with Kevin 3 times, but I still don't think he knows my name at all. Every time I play with him, he's all, oh, it's really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the worst thing you can ever do.
No, it's okay. You know, like I think John Lennon said, don't strive to meet your heroes. And not that I was disappointed. I was just like, oh, he doesn't care about me.
he thought I was working the door the last time.
It's fine. Don't try to be cool this seventh. You know, you don't give a shit. It's fine.
All right. Cool.
We got that banjo all ready?
Yeah,
to go?
Banjo's ready.
That's what I like.
This song is called Stupider Song.
There are some times that on the road when you think about your home and then you start to miss your friends and smiles never seem to end, but then it's like you're starting to withdraw. You realize this is what you live for, you remember to have fun, 'cause if this is a fight, then what's the point?
Nice.
So do we all get to yell?
That's over.
Ah! Ah!
Sorry.
Yeah, Riku.
Roar!
Sometimes we yell.
Sorry. Me to yell. I love wow.
It's okay. You don't need talent in Reno.
Out of the mouth of babes.
That poor child.
So what do you guys have lined up? Anything? Just taking a big-ass break?
We're playing Friday.
Yeah, after what we just talked about, do they need anything else? Shouldn't they just not fucking do anything for a while?
No, they need to work hard and put Reno on the map.
These guys work harder than anybody I know.
We got to play at Shays. We got to play at Shays is what we got to do.
Yeah, that's a good way to put Reno on a map.
Yeah. What's that you?
John Doughboys from Oregon. They're our buddies. They're a fantastic band.
Yeah. John, are you doing a solo set?
Six Mile Station.
No? Six Mile, that's what it was. Okay.
And Outlaw Kendrick.
Six Mile Station.
Ooh, nice.
So,
nice.
So John Doughboys.
Outlaw Kendrick.
Outlaw Kendrick.
What day is that?
We had a whole
Friday. I won't be there.
Why? Oh.
I'll be at
Marianarchy.
Day one.
Sorry. Me too.
God,
it's not our fault. It's John Doughboy's fault.
No, exactly.
So John
fuck
Doughboys.
Him for coming to town. It's but it's really a good act. So fucking,
we can talk shit about them.
Yeah. They're great, and they're also playing Loudest Folk this Thursday.
Yes, yes. Go to Loudest Folk.
Yes.
Go to Loudest Folk. If you can't go to Marianarchy, go to Loudest Folk. Spike
McGuire. Go to both.
Go to both. No, wait. If you
Both Marianarchy and the show at Shays go on for hours.
You know
it. Go to both shows.
You can come to
Marianarchy,
then go to Shays.
It's like
and
a $4 Uber ride.
Go bounce back and forth. Yeah.
There'll still be a Marianarchy going on. It goes all day.
Yeah. And into the next day, when I turned 45 at midnight on Saturday.
God, you're old. You old son of
I
God.
Turned, my balls have turned into granite, and my hair is made of ash. I have no life left in me.
True story. You guys were a radio show, so you can't see what Rory looks like. But
my skin is very leathery and wrinkled now. Overnight it happened.
I have
liver spots larger than your nose.
There's a big dent in his couch from where his nuts are all the time.
Rory, you're younger than me, so could you
I know, it's fine.
Lighten it up a little bit.
I'm younger than half of the staff.
Wait, is it?
Bullshit, I'm younger than all of you. Fuck off.
Well, what's that supposed to
mean? That means you're on my side of the
Chewie, are you older or younger than Rory?
I'm 44 and I'll be 45 in June.
Oh,
so we are roughly the same age, and you're two years older.
So me and Nick are the fucking old ones.
Nick are super fucking
old. Wait, how old are you, Rick?
I'm about to turn 47.
How are your granite balls doing?
Oh, they rock. You want to see them?
No.
Rick's been nice to his balls, and they're just soft like a leather couch.
You know, and even though I never use them, I still take care of them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You should always take care of your balls.
Yeah.
I have been done in by the ravages of children.
I'm the only woman on this show, just so everyone knows.
Thank God. Thank God.
This is a sausage fest in here. There's all these balls. So many men.
How does it smell?
How do you juggle them?
It smells awful in the summertime.
I think we should clarify they're not out right now.
Oh, Rick's room always
Rick's room smells
good.
Nicer than this
Studio
A does.
It smells like shit.
Oh, God.
It smells horrible. It
Rick
smells
keeps
like dirty
his balls
socks.
A lot cleaner than some of the guests in the hosts in this room.
That's true.
I am excited though to be turning 45. Actually, it's not that old. I'm actually in the prime of my life. I'm happily married with two children, and I get
unemployed.
That's a temporary thing. Like, I'm actually kind of not worried about that right now. I mean, I am looking for a job and I need to get back to work. But you know, I mean,
everyone hire Rory.
Reno, I land on my feet in Reno. That's why I stay here.
Your feet.
And my freet, yes. I land on my freet. Lord loves a working man. Don't trust Whitey.
Have you asked Nick for a raise?
Here on the podcast?
Ask Nick for a raise.
Yes. We don't make any money on the podcast.
I'd
have
to ask Rick for it.
It's a good time to ask for money.
Nick.
Rick?
Oh, you want to raise?
Oh,
what are your pants?
He asked.
I think we should do a
commercial. Wanted to plug the fact that my band is One Ton Dooley is playing on Saturday as well.
Oh, they are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Before any of the subtitles.
So please come out and see my band for my birthday. That's actually what I want, is people to come to Marianarchy and see my band play at 10 o'clock.
Even if you don't know Rory or don't like him and don't care if it's his birthday, the band fucking rips.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Chewbacca.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I mean, what better way to spend my birthday than raising money for somebody and playing with my best friends?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's fun.
Sexually.
So, yeah.
So, come celebrate with me. Let's get drunk.
Maximum party time.
Maximum party time.
Here's Fox.
Trademark.
Trademark.
Yeah, that's going to be $5.
I was going to say, we owe Chris money now. But hey, let's see if we can raise it real quick.
Rick.
What is wrong with my mouth and ours?
You don't have any whiskey.
You're old.
Yes, I haven't been drinking whiskey all night. That's the problem.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because I'm unemployed and I can't afford it.
There's shitty
you
vodka downstairs.
We gotta raise money.
I got some Keystone Lights.
Shitty vodka is not
we gotta raise money for Rory's whiskey fund.
And
to, do
the, to use maximum party time. Ah, damn it, that's another $5.
Well, you didn't quite say it.
Hey,
so
don't point that out.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to support Rory's drinking habit and also our trademark infringement habit, you can go to www.patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast to give us money.
Thanks, Kim.
Throw money
we
at
would love
us.
That.
Make
we would
it
love
rain
that.
On us digitally as if we were showing you our 8-bit boobies.
Rick, tell us what we do here at the Worst Little Podcast.
Here at the Worst Little Podcast, we archive local music. Wouldn't it be great if the entire time Reno was ever in existence, somebody was recording all the bands that were playing that got lost. And we will never let that happen again. We will make sure always that we are recording the local bands. And you will know what it is like to hang around, get drunk with them, hear a bunch of their songs, and find out really personal things about their genitals and stuff. And we do that for you for free. But if you would like to help us bear this burden, please go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and give us a little bit of money and sign up. You can do a one-time donation or a monthly thing. Most of our Patreon subscribers are subscribers and give us money every month. Little bit every month. Wouldn't that be great? And then, like, you know, you pay for your Spotify, you pay for your Netflix, and then, oh, there's a couple bucks for Worst Little Podcast.
Just a buck or two.
Just a little bit.
Like, we've got up to 1,000 listeners a week.
For the price of
$140
a week, you could pay for something.
And you're
Rich
really elite.
Lubricant.
You're really elite. And right now we're up to,
because we'll
there's only
on the
a handful of people. Whiskey. And if you tell us not to say your name on the radio, we won't. But
we're
if,
able
but we'd
give
love
you a hand
to
give you a
Yeah, so we love you all. So yeah, Worst Little Podcast.
Chewy's coffee for us.
You can scrape my pipe that I used to have when I was 25.
I'll remember that.
Help raise money for coffee for Allison.
She'll be drinking coffee before we know it.
Oh, that's true.
Please, Daddy, give me some coffee.
Oh, baby, 10 more years.
Is Allison coming on the Christmas show?
Yeah, she'll be here on the Christmas show.
No, I did not.
Yes, you are.
What kind of coffee you like, honey?
I don't remember what kind.
Aw. It's almost Christmas time.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Don't call your mother so names.
Do you or do die?
She speaks much more clearly.
Is
now.
She old enough to say dirty things yet?
No.
Chewing.
She can say them if she wants, but there's going to be a lot of toys.
Their family
is.
Didn't she say fucking bald? I remember.
Yeah, she said fucking bald, and her mom told her don't say that word anymore, and she never has again.
She was playing sports with her.
Yeah, she was fucking around with a ball at school. You got to have principles.
How many? So have we been doing the Christmas episode all 8 years?
Yes. Yes.
So
the very first
that's
year,
a good chunk
in the
of
beginning,
Riku's life.
Oh, absolutely.
Man.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, like, and literally, Riku was born. Like, Rick was our roommate when Riku was born. He really is Uncle Rick in our life and stuff. Like,
I found,
you know.
And I found tapes where I took the little digital camera into her room when she would wake up in the morning and make little happy noises.
That's really weird.
When she was a baby. No, when she was like a month old. And I would creep in the room and she'd be awake and I'd videotape her and I'd be like, hey, little girl. And she'd kick her feet off.
Also,
happy.
That's gross.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so adorable. And then I realized that I thought that all the video I had of her was her screaming like a demon. And it turns out there was a couple like happy ones where she just smiled and kicked her feet.
Do you still have that one of her screaming?
Dude, actually,
oh, yeah.
If you have any of that
like,
stuff,
handy?
I just send me that.
Oh,
like,
Rory, I've got
Google
I found a ton of it.
Stuff.
I was looking for some other stuff. Let's see. Okay, here's the Riku crying tapes. Okay, now this is the fun thing. Okay, so here's Riku.
I haven't heard this in years. I'm sorry, guys, to interrupt the show.
And
but
I hate I'm
you guys
sorry.
Are gonna love it.
Because she clips out the camera. So this is what it sounded like.
Jesus Christ. It's just like
Okay, so it's just
no,
like
the
that.
Thing is, okay, no, wait. Chayo never screamed like that. Like,
her
my little boy
daughter.
Doesn't scream like that at no. all. He, oh, like, it's weird.
No, that's what's, okay, now this is if you took the same thing and pitched it down 14 decibels,
oh,
or 14 half steps.
Oh,
this is what that sounds like. Okay, so this is.
I forget.
Okay, here it comes. She's gearing up. Here it comes.
Here comes. Okay.
Okay.
That does
welcome,
not. That
welcome
does,
to hell.
Okay. Wait. Wait.
Wait.
No. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you. 12 years later, when she throws a fucking fit and starts crying, it doesn't sound a lot different than that. What do you mean I can't go out and play with my friends?
Jesus.
That's blood curdling.
Nice.
And that was Riku sound. Telling
this
us
is literally
she
best wanted birth a control ever.
She wanted a bottle. That was with that Christ.
No, that
boss's
that
daughter
video,
too.
We
that
just
funny?
Put her in the car seat. She hated the car seat.
Oh, it all comes
right.
together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it turns out there's actual video of her just like being cute. Too.
That was real stressful, you guys.
I didn't
you should
think
send
we
me that.
That.
Oh.
I'm glad she's going to church with you on Sunday.
When I see her at Christmas, I'll be like, oh hey Riku.
Still hates the car seat.
Your mother sews socks in hell.
Sews socks in hell?
Your mother sews socks in
That's
hell.
Your
what
mother
they
sews
said.
Socks that smell.
This is what you get when you meet a stranger in the Alps.
Oh, what? I don't know what's happening right now. Should we get some stuff from the band? Should we maybe get some music
These are made for TV misquotes of very famous lines All from right. movies that you've
You didn't
seen.
Have to explain it. It's not funny if you explain it.
Or even otherwise.
God, you guys. Oh, yeah. Wow, we digress. Let's
I'm
have
going
some music.
Home.
We have a band.
Oh, these are new songs. We put out a new song.
Yeah. Rory. Don't tell them about the new song.
We put out a new song.
A Holy new shit. Song?
One
Sorry.
New song.
One?
We dropped a new song.
Right now?
Well, this is a new joint?
Well, yeah.
Just tell them yes.
But this is like
yes,
the debut?
This is the first time. Yes.
The second song. This is the one that you can find on the internet.
Where? On the internet.
Music things, Spotify. And
so if I just like yell
you
at
make
my
me
Google?
Say companies like that?
No, but if I yell at my
I'm so punk
okay,
at my search engine, I
okay,
just yell
Google.
At it.
You'd be like, okay, Google. where's the boss's daughter?
Alexa, play me the boss's daughter. And then it pulls up some weird site on
sure,
like Pornhub.
Well, it just pulls up the Ashton Kutcher movie. That's all.
This song's called Ace of Base DC.
Nice.
All right, is Jamie ready?
They say your drive can clear your mind, but I look back up the same way again. I took a long way home to try again to reach you on my brain. Listen to simplicity and hope was the end for that summer vacation I spent with a gold record. Sometimes a piece of art finds you perfectly timed to make a deep impact on the rest of your life.
Got mine.
I caught mine too.
No, you didn't. You liar.
Me too, you guys.
Oh, okay.
I did drop
Never mind,
a stick in the middle of the song, though, but we'll see.
Yeah.
This song's that. Called Built Up to This.
They're talking about their picks
and sticks.
Here we go.
No one ever knew about the significance. instruments, sold shirts and compact discs. It never made much sense. We grow to hate each other, tear apart everything that's built up to this. But record one last album, forget the loose ends, let's never speak of this. Forget all of my friends, I'll never see you again. I'll be alone with my millions. We're cashing in on the times we hated back when no one would understand. Then the checks come in, soon we start realizing that this could be something. For the right money, soon we'll be reforming and heading west. Back! Forget all of my friends, I'll never see you again. I'll be alone, my millions. We're cashing in on the times we hated back when no one would understand. Take more money to be made at an alarming rate. Forget that union gig, no buy a verdict and nobody notices. Forget all of my friends, I'll never see you again. I'll be alone with my millions. We're cashing in on the times we hated back when no one would understand. I'm gonna find happiness with no thought to the past.
Yeah. Wow.
Those are some toe-tapping tunes.
Thanks.
Those are two new ones.
That was fun.
Gets a body moving.
So that second song, this will be the first official version of that song that anybody will ever hear.
Exclusive!
Yeah. Podcast exclusive.
8 years.
We played it perfect, too.
Still bringing it to you.
Well, of course.
Well done. Like you do every time.
You're so surprised.
Maybe you can make a live EP out of this.
That's the idea.
We actually are. We need to talk to you guys about it.
It's
we
totally
did.
Cool. Yeah.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. People
that's
do
it.
That.
Everybody does it.
Do.
Yeah. Just ask Rick.
We actually, there's little snippets of your voices like before and after in the recordings that we have.
You going to put us on your record?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Like, please. That's we cool. want to be remembered
right?
forever.
Yeah.
Too.
Chris is looking at me like,
fuck yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
We'll see.
Except for that. Except for that Rory guy.
Yeah. If we make
yeah, hey Rick, can we get a mix
cut?
Without Rory?
I think we could all use that.
The whole show and just edit me out.
Oh god.
That would be
it would be impossible.
Man, that'd be a good show.
You just kinda hear it bleeding once in a while.
Yeah, bleeding once in a while. Rory's louder in other people's mics than he is in his own.
You're right.
Always.
Oh, well, it's a real pleasure to have you all here to make fun of me.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
some
thanks,
fun today,
guys.
Man. I think we've had a great time.
I've had a great time.
Yeah. I mean, like, you've got some upcoming show. You've got some website-y stuff. Is there anything else we should know about Boss's Daughter that we don't already?
We're going to do a February tour again. That we always do.
Because you can't stand like
you can't be
we're gonna play Skate Jam.
Rent.
Yeah, do you even
oh, yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about
where
that.
Are
no, you should definitely. Where? Dave announced it. It's fine. Talk
where
about
are you in Skate Jam?
Well,
where, exactly.
Yeah. At Skate
we
Jam.
We always play Skate Jam. Yeah. So we're gonna play Skate Jam again.
Right. And when is that again?
February 23rd.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll put it on the
well shit. What else? I don't know. We're gonna do more US tours, hoping for better, bigger,
and
whatever.
Less international.
Any new records coming out? Or
yeah, we're working on a full length. It's still being written.
We've been writing a full length for like the last year and a half.
Yeah, but there's new songs.
See, if you come
but
off
you
the
can.
Road for a minute,
exactly.
You can go record.
Shh.
No. That's what we keep trying to tell Chris.
But no, there's this club that he really wants to play.
Do you even have a home in Reno that you pay rent on, or do you just like...
Do you live in your van?
Why
I
do that?
I have a sweet van.
Yeah. You do have a sweet-ass van.
No, I just... Like, when I'm here, I just hang, and then when I spend time in Oregon with my girlfriend.
That poor girl.
She's great.
Does she see you like two times
she's
a year?
Portland, right?
Dude, she loves to not having
more,
him
more
around.
More close to Eugene. Salem. So oh, near the Albany is where she is.
Nice. Very nice.
She likes him in small doses.
What's her address?
Dude, Oregon.
123 Fake Street.
123 Fake Street? Yeah.
Okay, I think I've been there.
Baby, nice. That's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Oregon.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris. Probably fingered somebody's house. Mom there.
Anyway.
Or somebody's daughter. The boss's probably.
No. Oh, God. No.
He would never finger this band.
Sorry.
I stopped.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Huh?
Can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
Why did you call your band boss's daughter?
Because... Why not?
Okay.
They're big Ashton Kutcher fans.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's what I'm going to start saying.
He's in so many bands, really they're running out of words.
You're running out of words.
One of my friends was like, there should be a band called Boss's Daughter. And we're like, we'll take it.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. It was Riffy from Beer Can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there
credit where credit's due.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Riff.
I'll tag him.
I mean, you could get really complex about it and think about the boss's daughter. Like,
no, let's
like everybody thinks no, she's, you know, okay. Never
I
mind.
Just thought maybe you got it like some random.
We get a lot of questions generator. About it. I'll tell you that.
Just tell them you're called that because because all you guys are hot and forbidden.
Or you used to have a
no,
female.
Dan is not forbidden.
No, no. Tell me you used to have a female singer
wait,
and just
single?
Leave it at that.
I'm gonna make you a Tinder profile.
I am single.
I always thought
I don't have a Tinder profile.
You're about to.
You travel across the country. How else do you find random sex in cities?
I don't.
What?
I don't find other sexes.
Do you know how many
we did used to promote our shows?
He's a gentleman.
Listen, I'm single and
I have a Tinder
profile
and it just had all of our show dates.
And do you know how many bands come?
You should know what you should do is you should totally. Get on Tinder and like invite girls to the show.
That's
like
what
it's
we
a
did.
Date.
That's what people
we
do.
Did.
That.
We've done that. Yes, for
they
sure.
They caught on
did
to
it
us.
Work? Yeah.
I'm not single.
I mean, sometimes Jesse was best at that.
You're not single anymore, John?
No.
Because of Tinder?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Oh,
bringing antisocial people together
to fuck.
Yeah.
It is the. It's the date store.
I haven't made the jump
yeah.
yet. I've
you
thought
pull up
about
the date
it.
Store
I thought
app
of making
like,
the jump.
You should.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
It's well, easy.
Tell Cadillac Kim, tell him your murder story first,
man.
Though.
Oh, you like almost got murdered
no,
from Tinder?
No, I went on a date with a guy who murdered his grandpa and served time in prison for it, and I had no idea.
Now,
like,
in his defense, he was high as shit.
He was on acid or something.
He was 19
PCP.
And on PCP at the time.
Yeah.
PCP and
I don't know what that's
wait,
for.
While you were on the date, he was on PCP?
No, when he killed his grandpa.
When he killed his grandpa. Yeah.
Well, that's
no,
like...
Okay, so he
that
waited.
That
would
have been a wild date.
That doesn't make
any you want to come see my grandpa?
Well, this is weird, but it's original.
Here,
let's do it.
Snort this.
We went on a relatively normal date, and he seemed like a nice guy. So I go back to his apartment, and we do stuff. And he's really hot, and he's in bed, and he's naked. And we had done whatever. And then he was like, he's like, I've got something to tell you. And I'm like, what? I was expecting it to be like,
I've got a cold sore.
He's
that's what he said.
Something.
Or like
he's married
AIDS
or some
like,
shit. Or
I'm pregnant.
Actually, I was expecting AIDS. But no.
Oh, God.
That's good to set yourself up for.
No.
I killed my grandma. Sounds good.
Hope for cancer. Don't go straight to AIDS.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I've got AIDS. Just kidding. I killed my grandpa. It's totally true.
Oh, wow.
Nowhere near as
oh,
bad
thank
as
God.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Listen. He walks across his apartment. He's butt naked. He's like, I've got something to show you. And he opens up this drawer, pulls out a file, comes back to bed, and hands it to me. And I'm like, what is this?
Man, that's romantic.
He was like,
yeah.
Explain how
yeah.
he was in prison and why. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Is this first date material?
Right. Like, is that post-coitus material? Like,
I don't know. But I'm laying in bed naked, no. And I'm like, shit, what do I do now?
Kim,
so,
Kim,
want to go to the old folks home for the second date?
Kim,
did you
fuck him again?
Oh, yeah. We need the answer.
Shut
oh,
up.
Yeah. Was there a second date?
Yeah. Did he stay hot after prison? Because sometimes after prison, they stop working out.
I mean, no, he was very, very hot after prison.
Okay.
So there was a second date.
Shut the fuck up.
You're like, look, look, man, I don't know if I can handle this. I'm only going to fuck
you
one more time, and I'm out of here.
He paid his debt, and he deserves to screw Cadillac Kim.
Okay, I was really, really drunk.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was really, really drunk, and he picked me up.
He needed an escape, you know?
Dude, we would all bang him again.
That's not
don't act
defense.
Like we're holier than thou.
Rick would bang the fuck out of
in
this
a
guy
second.
Twice.
I'd suck his dick right now.
Wait, have you seen him?
No. But
there?
I trust Cadillac Kim's
Rick has very
impression.
Little standards.
It's true. I haven't been laid in 2 years, so anybody fucking touches me, I'm going to blow.
If they have a pulse, he's happy.
If he's Latin.
If they kill their grandpa on PCP, fuck it.
He's not Latin, but he is... He's got beautiful long hair.
Could you have washed your laundry against his stomach?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. It was amazing. It was glorious, actually. Yes. Except for the fact that he smothered his grandpa with a pillow.
Yeah.
That was kind of...
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
But, so there are not murderers.
Nobody's
on Tinder
perfect.
It sounds like a lot
Look,
of fun.
Look,
I
only
can't
have
wait to
one
get
Tinder
murder.
Only one Tinder murder.
I like that our podcast is a little bit like podcasts on the left right now. Just like a little bit.
Just giving you the highlight reel. It could have gotten a lot darker. But, yeah.
You know, you let a murder inside of you. Fucking rad.
Cadillac Kim is hardcore, dude.
All right, yeah. Well, Kim, okay.
Shit,
hey, Kim, you and I are going to make me a
life.
Tinder profile
let's
after
do it.
This. Okay, when
trust
we're done
me,
here,
I'm
we're
really good at it.
And then let's find you somebody.
Look for Danny on Tinder, everybody.
let's find somebody who's going to kill in an alleyway.
If you go by DP, you're going to get a lot more hits.
You can see him in action this Friday.
Yeah, bring it all around, Jay.
One man, DP. Because he's one man, Danny Paul, right? One man DP. Yeah.
Let's do some banging.
Yeah, Google that.
You like banging? I like banging. Let's bang.
Bang bang. Be somebody.
What if I go one more time?
Is that how the song starts?
Oh, we're doing songs.
Ooh, that's a good
do songs.
Doing songs.
Oh shit! I'm totally not ready for this.
All right. Well, we'll just songs. Let's
you
say.
You want to just say goodbye right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we'll say goodbye and they'll play some songs. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody,
really
we done already?
Everybody, come see.
Is this your last set of two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, go.
You didn't even, like,
does that mean
us?
It's over?
Go see Boss's Daughter at the Shays with the John Doughboys and 6 Mile Station, and
go to Mary Anarchy,
and come by Mary Anarchy, either or both days. Come celebrate my birthday, and let's have a big ass party and raise some money for Otto Danger, noted Burning
we
Man
you,
artist,
Otto.
And a big part of the local community, and in a time of need. So come on out and help Otto.
Right on, and it's almost my birthday too. So
yeah.
You can say hi to me too.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Next Rick's birthday is probably coming up soon too.
Yeah, my birthday was last month. So you're like,
yeah, Jamie.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, come wish everyone a happy birthday at this.
Also.
Thing.
It's that time of year again. Remember to spay and neuter your cats, especially if you live in the trailer park behind the cheesesteak place on Kitski, because shit's getting out of hand over there.
Yes. Thank you, Chewbacca, for that public service.
You're welcome.
Also, go see Golden Girls at the GLM.
Yes.
Play until the 22nd of December.
Yes.
Take your grandparents or your parents or whoever. Like, you'll laugh. Take your gay friend. Take your girlfriend. She'll be like, oh, you're cool with the gays and shit?
Yeah.
And
take your mom.
She'll fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird how it works that way, but sometimes it works that way because she knows you're sensitive and shit, you know?
Yeah, Riku asked me what the Golden Girls was, and I said it's a sitcom with four older ladies who live together. And, you know, people who like it are like, you know, girls, Uncle Rick, people who like show tunes. And she's like, oh, all your friends?
Oh, instead of water.
So Rick and I are sharing the same microphone. It's really hot here.
You guys getting your buy on
we definitely
over there.
Should take a picture. Yeah.
Smells like balls in here, so you guys are looking pretty good.
Cadillac Dick
it is
and Dog Water Kim.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
I like that.
All right, are we going to put this to bed? We're two songs.
Yeah, let's do it. Who's saying the outro?
As long as you put me to bed, Kim. Hey, hey.
Hey. Just kidding.
For the Reverend Rory Down, for Cadillac Kim, for Chewbacca, for Dogwater Dick, and the band, The Boss's Daughters. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Studios.
Make sure you're dressed like what you really are, trash!
What a bunch of shit!